Okay. I come back up. I like to come back up. Okay, so that's rolling.
Boy, you want to give an opening prayer when that time comes?
Is it time?
Not quite. Well, it kind of is, but this new format they got kind of messes me over here. Secretary, blah, 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 blah. Call to order. Okay, we'll call this meeting to order. Boyd Whitwer will give our invocation.
October 13th,
2016, 7 p.m.
Thank you.
Our Father in heaven, we're grateful for the blessings we have, the opportunity to be here, the opportunity to participate in our local government. We pray thy blessings be with us. Help us to make wise decisions. We say this in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Okay, please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
That's the rock side. Oh, well.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wow, I wish that was true. Yeah.
We were all right on track with that one.
Okay, roll call. We got Janice Redondo here from the county. Appreciate her coming. Yep. We will move on to item 2, public comment.
There's no public in the...
There is no public here, so we will go past that. Approval of the August 11, 2016 minutes.
May we approve the minutes from August 11, 2016?
Second.
We don't need a second.
I don't need a second.
It's the move that we...
All those in favor.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Pass unanimously. Approval of the agenda of the August 13, 2016 meet.
I know it says all of that, but that's it.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda for October 13, 2016.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Pass unanimously. Informational items?
Zippo.
Okay, planning and zoning, none.
Zippo.
General business.
Okay, so, Mr. Chair, budget requests. It's wonderful to hear that they're back on the agenda. We are once again talking because there's some money. And what I could find on the old computer at Overton was your capital funding request from 06 and 07. So.
Don't worry about those ones.
Make your notes, holler at me, tell me what, because I'm taking it to town on Monday. So tell me, the fire department, all of that stuff?
No, I wouldn't worry about any of that stuff.
Any of it? None of it.
I looked at it the other day and didn't see anything that was left on there that we haven't dealt with.
All right, so forget number one. Number two, cement slab with picnic tables at White Rock.
I probably wouldn't push for those.
Yeah.
I'd rather
put lights on the bike trail. Done.
Yeah, you got that.
Okay, let's start again.
Say.
You want a trail? What was over at the...
Trail around the park.
Trail around the park.
Redo the... big awning there and add some more lights for...
Hang on, redo the awning. What does that mean?
There's a little pavilion over there. And it needs to be larger and replaced and larger.
Replace the pavilion. But then, didn't we talk about adding a couple of small ones too?
No, I don't think we need small.
Just replace the pavilion.
The big main one, I think.
Okay, and then Boyd
wants some street lights.
Absolutely. I would like more
adding some more streetlights.
Where?
Wherever they're needed in town.
Boyd's got a few spots there, so add streetlights.
There's some spots where...
One by his house, one on Virgin, he was saying.
One just up from my house is bad, just above my house.
Is it there?
Yeah, don't tell me lights.
No, there's no light there.
No. Okay. No, there's no street light.
There's no street light. It'd be adding.
Okay.
There's poles,
there's no lights on them.
So.
No light at all. Not that you need a new bulb. There's no light.
No light.
There's no fixture.
All right. Can I have Amelia call you tomorrow and...
For locations?
Go over some spots in town?
I don't know if I can give her exact locations as far as address, but... But I can try.
All right. Can you ride around on your bike tomorrow or tonight?
No.
You know, I just need cross streets.
I can't.
Okay.
Yeah, if you get cross streets, you'd be all right.
Just give, the intersection.
Give your street, give it a cross street, as long as it's close.
You know, there's just places, next week would be better.
Okay.
There's just places where, even whether you're biking or whether you even run it, I kind of run down that road to my house, and there's just... just, I mean, if there was a rock the size of a softball, you couldn't see it.
Right.
You just couldn't see it. I mean, you step on a rock or something like that, and
over you go.
Your ankle goes, your knee goes, you land on your head, your back, your whatever. There's just... They did finally replace the light. They did finally replace the light that was there by Jerry Lynn Bunnell's.
Yay.
That helped in one spot, but there's still...
dark spots.
Well, if you just make a note of those, and then when she calls...
Well, what we'd always talked about when we talked about it was these two streets, Virgin Street and the Second West, because those are the two where the trails come into
town. The feeder streets, yeah.
If nothing else, at least that much.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe just put those two streets on there so we can make sure those are well lit.
Okay.
It's only probably only five lights or less, you know, if you did...
Yeah, yeah, you're only talking a half dozen spots, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, put those two roads.
And then I still would like to see, what are those called, the ballards? Is that what those are called?
Yep.
I still don't see the point of those.
That's a different... Let's do public comment real quick for that one. Splash Park.
It's good. I think Splash Park's good. We got one.
BMX track.
No.
Tennis courts.
Let's go for those two.
Baby stuff. What? Splash Pad?
I'd say those ones. This Splash Pad's pretty good.
The one we got, Splash Pad.
Oh, you have one?
We have one, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think it's used quite often. In summer, obviously.
No BMX?
They put it on a skeet and no one uses it.
Skate park. The street, you don't need stoplights anymore.
I don't know. They took out all the playground stuff over here by the community center. I don't know. Do we want to push to get that put back in? Or
the stuff that's over here?
Yeah, it's right here. I guess that wouldn't be first priority, but if there's money for playset stuff, I'd probably put it back in the spot here they took it out of.
The stupid pony wall that's in the parking lot there?
Yeah.
I'd put that on there. Might as well have someone use that for something.
Playground.
Probably not the highest priority if we can get the other stuff first, but if there's only enough money for one of them and that falls in the money range and the others don't, then it might as well.
Is the trail more important than the pavilion?
Yeah, I think the trail would probably be.
I don't know.
I guess price-wise, though.
Where are you talking about putting the trail?
We wanted to put it just surround the park so moms could walk. Originally, when we built the trail.
Was around the park, but it doesn't connect to the end of the other trail.
Originally, it was going to, and it was going to be part of it, but I thought it'd be nice.
By the time they brought it down through town, we'd have no parking on the north side of the road.
Well, I can tell you, the trail gets used a lot.
Oh, yeah. The trail does, yeah.
That thing gets used a lot.
And I could see moms walking around the park with their kids in the middle more if it was a...
Yeah, but you know, let's make sure they don't do a 6-inch double reinforced rebar trail that costs $1.5 million.
No.
Let's just do some very basic and very simple.
Well, Dwayne, you never know when one of them baby strollers is going to break that.
Well, we never knew what we were getting here.
Yeah.
Does it matter what it's made out of?
Just a hard surface.
Oh, it looks nice.
I mean, I think even asphalt.
Oh yeah.
I mean, an asphalt surface I think would be awesome.
Yeah.
Asphalt is smoother because you don't have to put the seams in it. You don't have to put the...
And they can maintain it and take care of it. And it's pretty cheap by comparison to what we...
And moms, barefoot, kids, dogs.
Well, nobody's out in the middle of the day in the summertime anyway, so... Yeah. I mean, I guess they could put concrete, but it's real, you know, realistic.
Not compacted DG or...
It doesn't need to be reinforced.
The DG, I'm afraid, with the sprinklers, just leaves puddles after a while. Got low spots and they fill with water, and then you know who's going to walk on it because you track it.
Right. Okay. So. All right, let me find out, and depending on one or two pavilion or trail, depend on the cost.
Yeah.
And then a playground.
I'm sure a pavilion would be a lot cheaper than a
trail.
That's
what I'm thinking. Pavilion would be the cheapest. If we get enough money, I'd do the trail. If not, go to the pavilion.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of the Mexican people around here that really use that park a lot on weekends.
Oh, yeah.
Tons. And, you know, in the summer, even in the summertime. And so
we at Cora Coleman, our senior center in Sunrise Manor, they did a walking path, and it has the quarter mile, half mile, you know, it's written on there. And then at each quarter mile, there's a sitting exercise station
right, where
you can do whatever. So it's really an interactive walking trail.
That'd be fine.
I mean, just a place where moms go down and play with their kids. They, you know.
Let me just see prices.
And just you can corral the kids that way. Put them in the middle and just be in the circles and not have to worry about it.
Right. You know. And be able to look over and see them.
And I wonder why they ever took the fencing down around there.
Why they never took it down? They actually just redid it.
Is it back?
I think it's done now. On the top and on that side.
But nothing on this side?
Nothing on this side. No, I don't think they're going to do anything on this side. That's curbed over here.
Because they used to have a fence around it.
Yeah, I think because it's a curb with the...
Oh, is that why?
It's a cement curb. I think it's down because of that. The rest of it
doesn't. You know, the other thing the county never did either is in front of the park, it's not paved.
No.
It's all still dirt.
That's where the path would go right through that and take care of that area.
Do you want paving in front of the park? So streetlights are Public Works. The other three things are Parks and Rec. And then we have RPM, too, you know, which would be a sound system in here or a... the machine, the Invocus machine for people to put stuff, which we don't seldom have.
Don't waste the money on that.
Paving in front of the park?
Well, if we did a path around, that would take care of it.
Okay.
It'll take care of a little bit of it.
Part of it.
I mean, it could be on the wish list, though.
Okay.
But, I mean, I think it's down on the wish list.
Any
it's
other paving?
Priority.
The whole town, not too long, needs to be paved. But that's gas money, though.
The whole town needs to be paved?
Well, eventually, you have to do something with the roads. They can't just stay without doing something forever.
Right.
So at some point, they have to repave the roads. I don't know what. That's gas tax, though.
Right. Okay.
Last time, they did a quick overseal, but it's not like it was a long-term fix in my mind.
No, I'm sure there's a maintenance schedule that they follow, you know, to try to maintain, take care of it.
So White Rock and Humboldt Canyon are getting paved. Should be happening very soon.
What's getting paved?
The road to Scenic.
Canyon and Red Rock. I mean...
It's really the same road.
Okay.
It starts out on what they call the White Rock Road, then it turns off and goes towards Scenic.
It's just going to Scenic. It's not going up toward White Rock. It's going to be paved or anything.
No.
Be the hills.
The whoops.
Whoops there, yeah.
They'll really catch them there then.
Is that where the person was killed?
No, probably... Three rollovers a year on that road.
Will this make it worse or better?
I don't know.
Well, it depends on how much grading they do.
You
would think they would put some culverts in. You know, you'd think they'd put some culverts in and level that out. But you never know.
I guess in the paper the way it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Two.
Okay. Clark County requests Bunkerville Town Advisory Board to nominate a representative and alternate for the 2017 Community Development Advisory Committee, CDAC.
Have we ever put anybody on this? Is this one we never...
Not for years.
CDBG.
Is this one we never put anybody on because it really doesn't help
Community
us?
Will review applications...
Your whole area.
Presentations.
This isn't the one that we don't usually put someone on, huh? There's one in here that when you read into the fine thing, it really doesn't account for us. Yeah, I don't remember
for what
it
really
is.
Applies to.
Yeah.
Back in the day, Carol Jacobson, years and years ago, she lives in that rock house where the Heaths live now.
Two stories.
She was a CBG. I mean, that used to help get fire department stuff. Is that correct? That sort of stuff?
Yes.
Is what that kind of thing.
There's something there. Let's go for it.
So maybe a Mike Wilson would be a...
You're that kind of a town that if you can find one person to champion something like that...
Well, we probably ought to talk to him before we throw him under the bus, wouldn't you think? I mean, Mike just kind of came to mind.
If one of you will talk to him first and either give him my number or after you talk to him, call me and give me his number, I'll work it out.
What do you think, Brian?
What?
Just trying to
remember
exactly what this...
But he's the fire department chief. He's the chief of the fire department.
Okay.
I don't know whether that's a conflict of interest or not.
No.
What other kind of projects is that... Exactly.
Well, and I really need to...
And it's a long-term thing. I mean, it's like a get-in-line program.
Well, yes. I just remember one of these here we read into one time, and it was like, oh, that's a waste of our time because we don't really qualify for a lot of the stuff.
I remember.
Yeah, I don't remember if this is
the 35th year of the CDBG planning, and it's already begun. I'm writing to you. I anticipated it began in January of 2017, involved members reviewing applications, hearing presentations, participating on field trips, making recommendations for CDBG and the Home Emergency Solution Grant applications. So let's just use that house, right? So there's that rock house and the lady lived there and then a storm came and it fell apart and she's on disability or whatever. The team made up of the town boards will go on field trips to look at 10 different projects and that two-story rock home could be one of them. And if it's chosen, that home money, it's called home in the ESG, would fix it. This happened in Whitney when I used to be on the help the secretary for the Whitney Town Board. There was a old couple, really overweight, and they were both on disability, and a storm knocked something into their house, and it like tore down the entire roof in the back of the house, and this grant completely fixed their house because they were a project for this CDBG, and your entire area is eligible. So in Moapa Valley, there's this little tiny spot that's available in Overton, and then in Moapa, there's a bigger spot, but Bunkerville has the most. But you'd have to have, let me, if you can talk to somebody, that would be awesome.
We'll find out more about that and see if it really does work for us.
That's right. And I need to find out if there have been any applications for Bunkerville, and maybe it's something we do going forward, but maybe not this year.
Bottom line, it means you're going to be going to meetings down in Vegas.
Yep.
Which means more time.
Field trips.
Yeah, so if you can find out more on this, just see exactly, because I, one of these was not for us, you know, even though it said that, and we decided a couple years ago that it was a waste of our time.
I think it's, I know which one it is.
It may not be this one,
it's not this one, I know which one you're talking about. But this one only is worth it if you've got a project up here.
Right.
There's no point in going down there if it isn't going to benefit someone in Bunkerville.
Yeah, because,
it really is a good program, so I'm going to find out some more. We'll talk more about it, and then if we decide, let me get more information if the applications are already.
I mean, if we can really like get stuff for our fire department, I mean, then it's worth going. If we can get equipment or something like that.
Okay. Okay. So no action on. Oh gosh, I'm sorry. Can we go back? I apologize. For the...
do we have to make a
motion? To number one, yes. If you would make a motion that you accept what I'm going to hand in for you on your behalf.
Yeah. Did somebody make a motion that...
I'll make a motion that we ask for a pavilion, a trail around the park, and...
Playground
equipment.
For public works.
And also some lights.
Street lights on Virgin, on Second West. And paving in front of
the
park.
And in front of the park.
And repaving of all streets.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Passes unanimously.
We will not take a motion on CDAC until you hear from me.
Okay. All right, item 3. Review revised bylaws to comport.
Yeah, comport with NRS.
With NRS provisions on election or appointment of members of Board of County and Board of County Commissioners. Agenda standardization requirement for possible action.
Mr. Chair, again, our fault, and I say our as the county, for not doing this on a monthly calendar, and we have a whole new system down at the Government Center to keep the liaisons on track, but we haven't had signed bylaws for the last year. So even though we'll be doing them again in January...
You want to begin now?
Yeah, if we can sign for the 2015-16 year, that will be...
I didn't see any issues. I read through them. So I think that we can probably...
The only thing I think I saw somewhere something about is attended meetings.
Oh, yeah, but it's quarterly.
I think it was attend some meeting or training or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to talk about that in public comment.
I'm not going to mess with that.
Okay.
I don't remember where it was.
I'll...
We can watch them online usually.
Exactly, that's what I was just going to. But we are going to talk about that under public comment.
We can watch them online and sign off on it.
Good thing this is audio and not video.
Yeah, we'll watch it.
Every school year we start, we get to watch about 15 videos.
Well, this will be 16.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Where the heck did my agenda go?
The possible action will be signing the bylaws, so we don't need to take a vote on that.
Okay,
then...
Draft calendar,
yep.
Number 4.
Did she give everybody one?
Yeah,
I should have looked at it already.
I don't know how much it really mattered since we skipped most of the meetings. So it's like, I don't know where we want.
So your Thursday, Moapa Valley was completely fine.
calendar.
Yeah, you can look at this one.
I
looked at it.
I did have it here. Well, that's good. I get some time off.
August should be fine. September, the holiday is Monday the 4th. Halloween is a Tuesday. November.
That's the week after Thanksgiving.
The week after.
Christmas is the week after.
Christmas, 28th. So I can tell you that Moapa on the 26th, they chose not to meet because they figured everybody vacation the day after Christmas. You can.
Gosh, the 30th, all right?
You're the 28th.
28th. Oh, it's 28th.
You could say no to that.
We are in October. This is the fourth quarter.
Oh, we can leave it. Yeah, this could be our last meeting for this year unless you have an item.
I mean, unless there's an item that needs to go on it, I would say that we bag it.
The 28th.
The 28th, yep. Until the first of the year.
Okay.
I mean, unless there's an item, it just has to go before the planning commission.
Well, it doesn't work that way. They'll tell them that's not an option, so they'd have to go the 14th or the following. So yeah. We just say no?
Yeah, that works.
Now, tell me your, I'm just trying to think, sometimes when we have meetings, you'll tell me that there's something going on at the school or that walk that you all had. Are there any holidays, like, personal that you guys have? Or personal?
That's too
your,
far in
your
advance.
Your balloon fight or your water fight? I mean, are any of those things?
No water fight.
Oh. It's July 3rd.
It's July 3rd, okay.
Yeah, I don't think it should be a Monday this week.
It's a Monday, yeah. The whole family will meet me this year.
Okay.
And then let's see what October is. I may not be here in October next year. I mean, I'll be here period next year.
Dwayne.
I may be in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday the 12th. Yeah, I'll probably be here next year.
All right, so if you want to make a motion to approve the calendar with the only exception of not meeting...
In December.
December 28th of 2017.
Do we have a motion?
Yeah, I make a motion to do that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Five. Applications are available for 4 seats to serve 2-year terms on the Bunkerville Town Board beginning the first BCC meeting of the upcoming 2017 year. Bunkerville only received 1 candidate who is automatically elected, poor sucker, for possible action.
So I have 1 application that needs to be signed.
Well, you don't. You used to.
And then I have 1 that needs to be signed.
Oh, you have 1.
No, you can sign and give it to me, please. And then I just need 3 more.
Oh.
Yay!
I don't have an ink pen.
Why?
I must be stupid.
I don't have any skills, so I'm not putting skills on that. It's just my name.
You can rope cattle, can you? Run a tractor?
I can't rope cattle.
Well, no, you can't. All right.
You call me.
Yeah, call me.
Thank you. So, there will be a ad in the paper, and it's online, and if you know any people that are banging down the door.
So it's all, there's no elections in the off year, so you get appointed for 1 year on 2 year.
Yeah.
2 year.
Oh, okay. Because
the only thing
is
that they can't put me back in as chair or vice chair. I got a sabbatical.
I don't think I can either. Being vice chair, I don't think
what
I can.
What were you
either.
2 years vice? Ago?
Was I chair 2 years ago? I think I was chair 2 years ago.
Probably.
I'll check.
No, I must not have been because they put me vice chair now. I don't think you can do that.
Yeah, I don't think you can. Yeah, you can. So we must not have been.
Things are different up there. We don't need a...
Whoever doesn't show up at the meeting gets put in his chair. I just know that.
I know. You better be here. Well, I don't have to come to the first meeting because they can't put me in.
We don't need to vote on that one either. We're going to be changing these to say for discussion and possible action, which means we'll be able to discuss it. And then if it needs action, we will or will not take it. But you do not need to take action on that. Okay. So number six,
discuss and direct staff accordingly regarding possible changes to Clark County's Title 30
parking. I read some of it, I just stopped reading it.
Super quickly, because I want every single town board to have the same.
What I did, Brian, is I sent her an email, and I, back in the day, they used to have what they called chairs meetings in Vegas quarterly, and you could go down and bring a commissioner there and answer your questions, which I learned a lot from it, and I quite enjoyed going to those, but they don't do them anymore. Or we're not.
You're the first one to send you in.
Or we don't. Well, yeah. We learned a lot of stuff there. I mean, he was able to learn some stuff. But anyway, there's people downtown that some of this stuff that we get up here that doesn't bother us. And so we just... But what I learned from them folks down there, some of that stuff really affects them in a negative way. And we say, yeah, it's fine. And so I just tried to find out if there was any negative impacts on anybody in town that didn't want to approve it so that we could be aware and you know, try to help them instead of being a part.
That's very well said, Dwayne. It really is. Yeah, usually text amendments. Someone will come and ask for a text amendment. It goes on our board, and it's got nothing to do with the rural. So, yeah, we'll let it pass. And you're right. There's somebody down there in Vegas fighting their pants off trying to make sure it doesn't get approved. So yeah. What I have found in the meeting that I went to was... They did a study in November and December at the height of shopping season in 95% of our parking lots, including hotel casinos in Vegas, and it was 20 to 60% over parked, over spaced spaces in November and December. So that through that study being conducted, they have come up with new guidelines going forward that they're going to present to the county commission, which if you're building a strip mall, you could probably get one or two more stores, spaces, out of the entirety of the property as opposed to 300 parking spaces, 100 of which are never used. So I think it's been...
Sounds logical.
90% well received.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
You do not need to make a motion. Okay, just if you have comments, questions, concerns on the handout that Amelia sent to you, our emails and phone numbers, if you have businesses down there or you have family down there and you want to make a comment, you're welcome to do that.
I don't.
Okay.
Well, cool. Let's go to the back page then. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. What jurisdiction? No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the... No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address. Please spell your name, last name, for the record. Anyway.
Mr. Chairman, my name's Ivana McGinn, P.O. Box 7070305 East First South Bunker Mill, Nevada 89007. Please help me find somebody that would like to use the board and post accordingly things that are going like town board tonight. And if you could budget some new letters to go on that board, that would be, like, really nice.
Magnetic letters to go on the marquee coming into Bunkerville.
Tearing apart because the heat.
They're fairly old.
If you know anybody that wants an Eagle Scout project, it could use some new plexiglass and some new locks on it. And even considering putting, like, a box where we could store the letters with the padlock on them. So other people besides just a few of us that know where the letters are and how to get in them can do that, because I am not in the school system and I don't know a lot of things that are going on, and so therefore very little gets put on the board. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, may I address Ms. Magoon?
Certainly.
May I have your phone number, because what I'm going to do is have Amelia, who's our gal down at the Overton office, I'm going to want her to meet somebody up here at the box or at the sign,
okay,
so she can get some specifics about it, and then I can get some more letters ordered. We can maybe get a box, a locking box from somewhere at the county in our...
Probably like weld it on.
Stash of something. If you know someone who welds, maybe we could get that done.
Just weld the box right there, the padlock, and get it all in there.
7-6-0.
You might want to not give too many keys out, or you'll have some interesting things written on that board.
That is a fact.
Well, I know that's why it's kept to it. How I ended up getting it, just so everybody knows, and that's why nobody wants to get, oh, everybody knows you do it. Well, I'm not home 99% of the time anymore. So what happened was Dwayne was chair when somebody's Eagle Scout project did it, and Dwayne would get called and Marianne would get called. And so we were constantly running down here to get the letters out of the town board room, because Dwayne would call and say, wife, go put something on the board. And so then I would go do that. And so, and then we were trying to get numbers up at the town board, which I really think it helps if it gets put on the town board.
It does.
But it's like tonight, Dwayne's like in a hurry running in, and I'm still at the office, and he's going, town board tonight. And I'm like, oh.
It should have been put on like Monday. But you know, if we just put town board BLM, it'd be packed house.
Yeah, well, anyway, it usually helps just a little bit. And the students that goes to Mr. Whitworth's class really appreciate it, because then they can come and attend.
Only his government class, though.
For credit. I don't know if he still does that or not.
Only for government.
The last time or the time
I asked my daughter tonight, do you need to go to that? No, that was for government.
Yeah, she's in history now.
She did not use
history. Yes, okay. It's government. That's right. Anyway, so it's therefore I
up.
Leave them sitting on my front
three
porch.
3 minutes is way up.
And they brought this up. We're
going to
need
some.
Wish
you got
one.
I got one. We can live with her.
If he does it, he has to throw, and he has to hit her right in the right spot.
Oh, not her. The thing.
Okay.
Okay.
My turn.
All right.
We're paying her for President Biden.
At the liaison meeting this afternoon, we talked about the annual training that is referred to in your bylaws. And of course, this year in January, it will be mandatory because we expect a few new town board members down south.
Is it always mandatory?
It is. But as you know, and as I've talked to my supervisor about, it's an hour and a half. It's a farming community. We allowed them to watch the DVD last year, and after they told me they watched the DVD, they signed and did the oath with me. And so he has asked me to ask the board. They can change the time to make it, say, 9:30, so that you can do what you need to do in the morning and then drive down. But know that then it's going to get pushed till like 1 o'clock. And you're not going to get home until 3 in the afternoon.
Just watch the DVD again. Or they can put it up. They can put it on.
So I requested, can we do a teleconference or, you know, the
FaceTime.
Whatever it is, yeah. But then you'd all have to come here.
And here's my question. Can they make it interesting? Because let me tell you, I've been to some of those, and those guys are the most boring teachers around, the ones I've been to. Mm-hmm. So if they can make it interesting, you might have people maybe want to actually go to it.
Go physically down there?
Well, even watch it here.
Watch it, yeah.
Just tell them to video it and we'll watch it.
Yeah, just put a video and we'll watch it.
Well, maybe we'll have a town board party
It's the first Saturday in January.
You can have breakfast.
First Saturday in January, I already know it's booked because we have a big event that day. So I don't care what time it is that day, I'm not going.
Okay.
I tell you right now, that first Saturday is.
Okay.
It's a big Heritage Days here that we do in Bunkerville.
First Saturday.
Same time they did last. They did right during our Heritage Days.
So a teleconference doesn't work either.
No.
Okay.
Just tell them the video and send us a DVD, and we'll.
Can we get grandfathered in for over 10 years? You don't have to watch it.
No.
Well, we're not very compliant up here. We do what we need to do.
Send us a video.
Tell them we'll treat them a lot like a lot of them treat us.
Mr. Chair, thank you for your opinion.
You're welcome. 3 minutes is up.
I'm the chair.
That's all I have other than maybe Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I mean, we don't, if you don't have items.
Yeah, let's not have a meeting just for sake of having a meeting.
Correct.
Well, is this where we talk about putting the bollards on it?
Yes, I'm sorry. I told you
yeah,
we would.
Yeah, that's right. And that was an end off.
I don't know the procedure necessarily, but I just want to see it on the agenda so that we actually talk about it officially and can vote on whether we want those to get those removed or not.
It's to be removed. Amelia, put remove bollards on the next agenda, and you know maybe January.
Yeah. Okay. So I need to figure out why we do or don't have to have them. They can come tell us why we do or don't.
Correct. Tell me, are they at every crossing?
Every bridge.
The bridges. There's three bridges they can put them on.
Oh, just three?
Okay. And there's three on each side of that bridge.
There's three on each side. So on each bridge there's six, so there's a total of 18.
Okay.
And I wish I don't know what they're designed to do except...
To stop an ATV.
Right.
Good grief, the ATV can drive a mile on the son of a gun.
Yeah, see, they can drive on 99% of it, and all they're blocking it off is for, 25 feet or so. And so, they're just...
Now, we don't have an ATV problem on the trail up here.
I have seen no ATV problem.
No, at the beginning we had a few, but now it's
pretty. People have been really good.
The closest thing to an ATV problem is some cross it. When they hit the gravel, they hit their gas and it flips rocks on. But I've never seen an ATV on it.
Yeah,
I've been riding. But I've never come close to having a problem with an ATV, but I have with those bollards.
Well, there's one ATV that took out one of the bollards, so it's tough. One ATV to drive on the bridge.
It just seems useless to
we're done.
Block ATVs at like 1% of the path.
Right. Okay, well,
how you doing?
We're done.
Okay, man.
Hi. No. Hi, thank you.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
You gotta try to make some noise so you're on the record of being here.
Oh.
Don't burn Paul here.
I finally made it.
He's a guy who's automatically in.
And he is.
Oh, he's in.
He's one guy.
I want to make sure I came and encouraged others to apply.
I've got two applications. Do we know if Ron?
I don't know. I would guess he will. Ivory Knight, but that's a guess.
Was he here last time?
I think
he came late.
I think he was here.
I think he came in a little late.
Yeah, I think he was late.
Okay, is that it for public comment?
Yes.
It's adjourned.
Next meeting date?
Pardon me?
Next meeting date?
January.
No, on your agenda.
October 27th.
2016. Okay. Meeting's adjourned?
Yes.
Let's get to the baseball.